Calling the Sedalia Pettis Amateur Radio Club Repeater Net. Calling the Spark and Pettis County Aries Net. This is KE0WJX, Kilo Echo Zero, Whiskey Juliet X-Ray, your net control station for this evening. My name is Joel, and my QTH is in Warrensburg. The Spark Repeater Net meets each Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. local time on the Sedalia 14703 MHz repeater with a minus offset. At this time, do we have any emergency traffic for the net? If during the net any traffic has emergency traffic, notify net control and your traffic will be handled immediately. The purposes of this net are to exchange information and to promote public service by ham radio operators. Spark has a website, which is wa0sdo.org, and a Facebook page so members can and guests can access information about our club. All right, I am going to go into club announcements. So don't forget, mark your calendar for next Saturday, 19 July. That is the Warrensburg Ham Fest at the Johnson County Fairgrounds. That is west of Warrensburg on Highway 50. And the doors open at 8 o'clock, so that'll go 8 to 12, I believe, has always been the times for that next Saturday. And then on the 26th, our club is celebrating a 90th anniversary for the club. And that will be at Liberty Park starting at noon. And I believe there is a fox hunt prior to that in the morning on the 26th. And then don't forget, mark your calendars for October 10th, 11th, and 12th for SparkCon. That is going to be out at the fairgrounds. That is the AARL regional conference. So more to come on that. Brett gave a lot of information out on that yesterday at the meeting. So are there any other club announcements? Please call now.
W0VK.
W0VK, go ahead.
Good evening, Joel and Annette. You've done a great job, bud. Yeah, man, we had a great meeting yesterday, and so much to talk about, and it was a lot of fun seeing everybody there, and a lot of fun briefing everybody on the happenings of what October 10th and 11th will look like. And thank you so much. Right now, we need to really shift focus on this anniversary event. Like you just announced, that's going to be an awesome time. And for a club to have 90 years of ARRL credentials is really good. And the, what is it, what did Harry say? ARRL started the year after, or the year before, we became a recognized club. So that was pretty interesting. I thought that was interesting. Or maybe it was the FCC. Dang it, I should know that. But it's really, really interesting, and looking forward to celebrating that. That's going to be an important one there for us there. Let me recheck. One of the biggest things that's been kind of a topic and a worry of mine and Richard's is last year during SparkFest, they have a Enzor Museum, which is a radio museum in Kansas City, and the Johnson County Radio Club, they put on an auction, and it's the same day that used to be around the around Halloween, and they've advanced it into the month, and it's last year it landed on SparkFest, and it affected us on attendance. So it's been a worry. This year they had went forward and they had scheduled it at the exact same date again. So conversations have been had, and the president of the Johnson County Club has come forward and said that auction and that event will not happen and will not affect our convention. They want to be at our convention, for one, and for two, they're still understand it's just not going to be good business to have two ham events on the same weekend. Anyway, no point in splitting up folks and making people have a choice. So we will not have competition, any local competition on that weekend. So that was a huge relief, and I wanted to make sure you guys knew that going forward. So that was exciting news that I got there late on Friday and wanted to share that. But we talked about so much stuff there, it slipped my mind because I didn't have it bulleted yet. But anyway, just wanted to make sure everybody knows that. It was great to see everybody. Joel, take this as my check-in. If I think of something else, I'll hop back in there towards the end. But thanks a lot, and we'll see everybody on the band this week. 73W0VK.
All right, Brett. Hey, thanks for all that information. And I just want to piggyback on what you said about great seeing everybody at that meeting yesterday. A lot of you know I've had a lot going on, and always sitting in that room makes me feel like I'm at home. So it was great to see everybody. Any other club announcements, please come now. Okay, this is a directed net. And when calling net control, please give your call sign first alphabetically, then phonetically, your name and your location. This net is open to any licensed amateur radio operator who would like to participate. During the net, please direct all communications through net control. Starting out, I'm going to take check-ins from stations that are in and out, portable, mobile, and short time. Please call now.
WA0SDO repeater.
This is WB0LRX. WB0 Lima Romeo X-ray Jeff Sedalia. I'm short time. Good evening.
KB0UBW Kilo Bravo 0 Union Victor Whiskey Rendon Sedalia in and out.
R0 India Hotel X-ray. Lori in downtown Cole Camp, and thank you for taking the net tonight, Joel. In and out.
W2SAM, Whiskey 2, Sierra Alpha Mary, Sam, Sedalia, in and out.
KF0IHY, Kilo Foxtrot 0, India Hotel Yankee. Leo, downtown Cold Camp, in and out.
All right, let's stop right there. That was a very good string of them there. I got WB0LRX, Jeff, short time. You got anything for us if you're still there?
Joel, good evening. No, I don't have anything. I had to find the microphone. Nope, nothing here. Thank you.
All right, always good to hear you, Jeff. With that, I'm going to move to UVW, Renda, good to hear you. KB0IHX, Lori, you were a topic of discussion yesterday at the meeting. We all hope you are doing fine, and it's great to hear you on the radio tonight. W2SAM, Sam, and KF0IHY, Leo. I got all y'all on the list, so that's seven already. Any more short time, in and out, mobiles or portables, please call now.
KE0CYW, Steve here in Sedalia, in and out.
Steve, come back with your call sign if I got this wrong. KE0CYW, is that correct, sir?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you very much. That's eight on the list. I am going to open this up to anybody, anywhere. If you want to check into the Spark Repeater Net, please call now.
This is KF0TNN, Jackie, in Sedalia.
KA0TPX, Jerry in Sheridan County.
Those two we don't hear very often. Jackie, KF0TNN, awesome call sign. What do you got for us tonight?
Just wanted everybody to know that tonight I'm celebrating my 51st wedding anniversary with my husband.
That was talked about at the meeting yesterday, Jackie. Congratulations. That is awesome. You don't see that a lot anymore nowadays. So I hope you guys had a great weekend and congratulations. Anything else?
That's pretty much it. Everybody's got 73s to everybody, and have a good week.
All right. Well, like I said, congratulations, and we are going to move on to Jerry from Sheridan County. That's one we don't hear very often on this repeater. Is that KF0TPX, Jerry?
It's Kilo Alpha Zero Tango Papa X-ray. Over.
And I got it that time, Kilo Alpha. All right, what do you got for us tonight, Jerry?
I've got 79 degrees right now, and I had an inch and 3/10 of rain the last 2 days. And I'm sitting here reading, looking over my State Fair brochure I got at break time up here at Mobley. And I'm planning, I'm ready for it. I want to see that big blue robot again. And congratulations to that couple there, been married 51 years. And that's all I've got to report. KA0TPX back.
All right, well, hey, thanks for checking in on the Sedalia machine tonight, Jerry. I know you're on the Carrollton machine a lot, and I've been missing that one. So good to hear you, man. And I think Mike was out there, KE0UHO. Mike, are you out there?
Again, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead. He called you.
I got no copy on him.
E0UHO, I got you checked in. I'm copying it, but nobody else can.
Okay, I got him on the list. That makes number 11. If you want to call, if you want to check into the Spark Repeater Net, please call now.
Whiskey 1, Oscar Tango Whiskey, W1OTW, David in Northern Johnson County, Missouri.
This is 80ETL, Kilo Delta 0, Echo Tango Lima, just south of Hughesville.
KE0ZTG, this is Kilo Echo 0, Zulu Tango Golf. This is Bart here in the big town of Sedalia.
All right, there's three more good ones. W1OTW, doggone Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing good, bud. Thank you for running the net and doing a great job there. And just want to let everybody know we're looking forward to seeing everybody Saturday up at our Warrensburg Ham Fest there. Biggest thing I want to make sure everybody is aware of the construction up there on 50 Highway. As you all come in, once you get past Warrensburg, the overpass there in Warrensburg, you're going to come into some construction. It's on both sides of the highways. They're putting in J-turns there. And they're coming from Sedalia. You'll be pretty good, pretty set up good. You can turn where you're used to turning in if you've been there before. But if you miss that, please drive on west up to Crest Ridge High School and turn right onto that gravel road. It's number 501, and we'll have signs there to guide you in from there. That way you don't have to flip back and forth on 50 Highway a bunch.
All right, well, hey, thanks for that, David. I covered some of that at the meeting yesterday, so they were prepared for some construction there and a difference in the exit afterwards because, like you said, getting there from Sedalia shouldn't be a problem, same as always, except for a few lane closures and stuff. But you got anything else there?
Sure, other than please also check in Melissa, Kilo Fox Zero, Mike Echo Echo. She's sitting here listening along as well. And other than that, I'll just tell her, say everybody hope you have a great week and looking forward to seeing everybody Saturday. 73 W1OTW, back to net.
All right. Thanks for checking in tonight, David, and sharing that information with us. And I've got Melissa on the list. So next up, Paul, KD0ETL. How are you tonight, sir?
WA0SDO, repeater.
KD0ETL, Nanette. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for taking the net, Joel. Sound good as always. I want to congratulate Steve and Jackie on their anniversary. That's a good many years. And enjoyed the meeting yesterday. Glad we found out a lot more stuff that's going on. I think it made more people at ease as to what's going on. And let's see, what else? I'll just didn't do too much today. Started off rainy, so I didn't get started on anything outside. Pretty much was a hobbit inside for the day. So everyone have a great week. Looking forward to next Saturday at Warrensburg Fan Fest. 73, KD0ETL, back to net.
All right, Paul. Yeah, it was great seeing you yesterday too, and have a great week. We'll see you next weekend in Warrensburg. And with that, I'm going to jump down to Mark, KE0ZTG. How are you tonight, Mark?
Yeah, Joe. Yeah, it's Bart. Heck, everything's going good here this evening. The biggest challenge I've got going this evening is to figure out where I'm going to go and get some ice cream or custard. But, this weekend, nice weekend, it was good to see everybody yesterday, actually, with the schedule change there because of the 4th of July. I had actually forgotten about the meeting, and good bro W0VK there got on the jingle box and got me dialed in and got me over there. So I was a little bit, running a little late there, but anyway, it was good to see everybody there. And other than that, not a whole lot this weekend. A little bit of that rain this morning just kind of impeded my grass cutting adventure there that I was going to take on this morning. So I don't know, it all worked out good. I just laid in bed a little bit longer, it was a win-win there, just kind of get some little more nap time in this morning, but no, it was good to see everybody, and great job, Joel, on the net tonight, and looking forward to seeing everybody a little later. Just want to say 73s to everybody. This is KE0ZTG. Back to Necro.
All right, Bart. Hey, thanks for checking in. Sorry about I can't read my own writing here. I got so much stuff scribbled down on this notebook page about announcements and anniversaries and everything else, so I apologize for that, man. Good seeing you yesterday, though, even though you were late. That brings me to 15 on the list. Anybody that wants to check into the Spark Repeater Net, please call now. Okay, I'm going to rattle through these announcements one more time. Next Saturday, 19 July, Warrensburg Hamfest, 8 to 12, Johnson County Fairgrounds, just west of town. And be prepared for some construction, like David said. And then the very next weekend, on the 26th of July, this club celebrates a 90th anniversary. And that will be starting at noon at Liberty Park. There is going to be a fox hunt prior to that, but I don't know that we've got anything hammered out. These are new foxes for the club, so we're just going to play with them in the park just to figure them out, play with them a little bit, give some training, and then at some later date we're going to do a real fox hunt. So, and then SparkCon, 10 and 11 October, State Fairgrounds. That's the ARRL Midwest Convention. So a lot of information will be coming out on that. So I've got 15 on the list. If you want to add to it, please call now.
Zero UVW recheck.
Go with your recheck, Renda.
Good job tonight, Joel. Good hearing everybody checking in there. I just wanted to add to the 26th of July, along with the celebration and the fox hunt, they're going to be setting up for an iota there at the park.
Okay, that's right. I knew there was something else I was supposed to be talking about. So, yeah, so it's going to be a busy day. Fox hunt, Islands on the Air event, and our 90th anniversary party. Thank you for throwing that in there, Ren. Anything else?
That pretty much got it. Oh, I did go out to the fairgrounds to the Reptile Expo and watched Connie, our dear sweet Connie, do her snake show. And I do have a picture of her holding an alligator that she supposedly had wrestled.
All right. Well, I definitely want to see that picture, so make sure you share that far and wide. I've got 15 on the list. If you want to add to it, please call now.
Okay. Recheck. Okay, in and out.
Who is that in and out? Somebody walked on you.
KC0TKS.
Thank you very much. And who walked on top of him?
This is W1OTW. I was calling for a recheck, Joel. My apologies.
Go ahead, David.
Your fox hunt there, what time in the morning would y'all be doing that? I'd be very interested in coming and trying that D75 receiver on that.
I believe somebody said 8:30 or 9 o'clock. So, is Harry out there listening tonight, or has anybody talked to Harry about this? All right, David, I will track down that information and I will get it to you either email at work or I'll track you down.
Very good, sir. Thank you much. Yeah, we're actually free that Saturday and very interested in partaking in that as well. So do appreciate that. 73, W1OTW.
All right. Yeah, and we'll be excited to see you next week too, David. So I've got 16 people on the list. If you want to check into the Sedalia Pettis County net, please call now.
W0VK.
Go ahead, W0VK.
Man, so many comments here that I could have. I might stick around here at the end after the net to chat, but big congratulations to Steve and Jackie on that anniversary. And I don't know why I'm drawing a blank now. I had several things on. I need to write this stuff down, darn it. All right. I'll just hang around here after the net, Joel. Oh, big one. We want to make sure we are supporting Warrensburg's Hamfest. We talked about this yesterday at the meeting. We are going to have a table there, a club table there, and we certainly want to have as much club participation there as we possibly can. It's nice to have people in them rooms and just to be there to support them and things like that. So that was a biggie that I wanted to mention. The other thing is Rinda, we got to make sure and get that that any pictures you got back to Connie, and we got to make sure that she adds those into the. She's not one to brag on herself at all, so I would like to make sure we kind of force her to brag on herself a little bit with an article on the reptile thing, because I am just picturing a really cool story with the snakes and the story behind the crocodile wrestling and then posing after she had it charmed, won the battle, and then she was able to hold the alligator. That's pretty cool. So anyway, that's a few things that came to mind. Anyway, so I'll just hang around after the net. But man, you're doing an awesome job, bud. W0BK.
WA0SDO repeater.
Well, thank you again, Brett. If you can't tell, I love doing this, so I practiced, and I do enjoy it. Do you have a time for us on that fox hunt?
You know, Harry has been steering that, but we can, as long as the transmitter's there, we can start. We can do something there. So, David, it'll be a lot of fun to get you down there, and we'd be excited to see you guys. And we can get it located somewhere without anybody noticing, and then we'll do it. We'll probably have to. I don't remember, and this is terrible. I don't remember the time the event's going to start. And it's a U.S. Islands on the air. It's not an actual iota. It's a U.S. Islands on the air. The Liberty Park Island, we were able to get that recognized as a U.S. island. And so that's the actual what it is, the U.S. islands. And that's what we got on the stickers and the shirts and hats and stuff like that. But anyway, I'm not for sure. If you show up at 9 o'clock, people are going to be there, and we'll be trying to get something going with that fox hunt somewhere around 10. This is a kind of an introductory, kind of a fun day with them, like you had already mentioned, Joel. And then it's going to be more about education and just promoting success with it. And not making it too challenging, because we really want our members to have a good time with this thing, and more of an understanding. So that's kind of the foundation on it. But all right, back to you, Joel, W0VK.
All right, thanks again, Brett. And I have 16 on the list. If you want to check into the Spark Repeater Net, please call now. All right, since I don't have any more, I'm going to close this thing down. The net lasted for 28 minutes, and I have 16 check-ins. This repeater is now returned back to normal amateur radio use. This is KE0WJX. Good night, everybody.